It's now 1:30 on Tuesday, June 10th, and it's time for some Talk on the Rock. I'm Cindy Sweat, filling in for Colette Zarnicki, and our guest today is Solveig Gillen. Hey, Solveig.
Hi. Thanks How are for you? Having me. Oh, great.
Thanks for coming up. Should pull the microphone a little closer.
All right.
There you go.
Is that better?
That's better. Now awesome. We can all hear you.
Yay.
So, Solveig, you're the director of the Rengel Senior Center.
I am. I've been there for, it's going on my fifth year now.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that you're over there taking care of meals and rides and other things for seniors in the community. So what's new? What's happening new over at the Senior Center?
Oh my gosh, we're coming into summer. We're fully staffed. We've got an awesome menu out for folks. We have recently kind of upgraded our menu. We have a new health nutritionist that's on our team. Mm. And so she traveled around all the sites and asked our elders. We had a little survey and asked them what they liked and what they didn't like, what they'd want. And so we've made a few tweaks in the menu that folks will see, and I'm excited to see that.
That's fantastic. And you're back. You're open. You're providing rides. You want to tell folks about a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we're open Tuesday through Friday from 8 till 2. Our van service is offered from 8:30 to 1:30. We provide Meals on Wheels to those that are homebound. We also have van rides for those that need to go to the clinic or want some independence to go store shopping or hit the post office or any other, you know, daily errands that they do. And we're just trying to support our elders and keep them independent and healthy.
That's great. Yeah, I know it's not always easy to get around. I mean, maybe a person's able to actually do the shopping by themselves, but just getting there can be an issue, and that's where you guys can help.
Yeah, it sure can. And we help keep people independent, help provide services. So we do outreach. If there's anything that we can help with in the home as far as connecting you with those other agencies that help you provide, you know, wheelchair ramps or handrails, in-home care, that kind of stuff.
So you can branch out beyond just what you can provide at the Rengel Senior Center. You can help people out with those services and devices.
Yes, ma'am. Really anything elder related, care related, if you're feeling burnt out, if you're feeling alone, if you'd like to just have a little bit more independence, socialize with folks, like, we're the people to call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Well, on the meals, you have three different options. I mean, you offer a porch pickup if someone just wants to swing by. You offer deliveries. And then you also have the great in-house dining where people can go and have a meal out of their house, maybe with some other people or take a loved one.
Yeah, so we do the porch pickup for those that might still be working. Of course, all of our services are targeted towards those that are 60 and over. If you're working and you don't have time to grab a lunch, a $5 donation is a pretty darn good deal for a lunch. We have menus available, so you can look at the menu and go, gosh, that moose meatloaf looks really good today. I think I'll call in and come and pick that up for lunch. We would love to see folks coming in and grabbing lunches. You just have to call us either in the morning or the day before and say, I'd like to participate in the lunch, and we'll have it there for you. Our in-house dining, we have the bus driver that comes and picks folks up and brings them down to the center if you don't, you know, have a vehicle to get yourself down there. And then we go for a little car ride afterwards. Sometimes we stop by and get ice cream at Alpine. So it's a sweet treat. And then for our home delivered meals, that's targeted towards those that are homebound, can't get out. We like to support those that have, like, you know, if you are a husband or a wife who's helping take care of your loved one, or you're just a caretaker, family member that's helping take care of your loved one, and you know, your day is kind of full with your, you know, your daily duties, call the senior center. We would be more than happy to come and take one of those duties off of you and bring a lunch to the house, or come and pick up your loved one and get them out and give you a little break. Those are some things that, you know, we're here to support and to help folks with.
That's not something that I thought about before you came in today. You know, I think about the people who are using the service, the people who are getting the ride, getting the lunch, but we're also talking about support for those who are the support system.
Right.
That person needs a break and could use a little bit of help too.
Absolutely. And so burnout is a real thing. Mm-hmm. It is a real thing. Self-care is super important because if you can't take care of yourself, you're going to have a hard time helping take care of your loved ones too.
Yeah. So. I've heard people say, just like on the plane where they tell you to put your mask on first so that you can help others.
Yeah,
right?
It's that exactly. Same idea, right? Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So take care of yourself so you can help others. And I think that it, I think it's great just that you have a place, whether you're going there for lunch. Before we came on air, you were talking about some things I didn't even know that you guys offer, the big screen TV. You're saying that people could even, suggest a class or something that you might be able to either do in person or through the internet.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So we're kind of I'd like to call it a community stopping spot for our older folks. We have what's called a neat screen, was just donated to us as part of our project to help folks stay independent. So what the neat screen provides is a place for people to come to do meetings or even connect with their family members in other towns. So it's just as easy as a Zoom link that I create, and then people are allowed to pop on and they can be a part of, whatever meeting, caregiving support meetings. We just had the will meeting about wills and trusts and all that. Those are things that you can, you're more than welcome to come into the center and participate in. I can link folks up with that. If you see something out in the community and you'd like us to provide that, I am more than willing to make that happen. So we also have iPads in the center for folks to come in and cruise around and just have that connection with the internet that they need. I have coffee on the pod all day long. We have TV there. If you don't have TV at home and you just want to kind of come and hang out, drink coffee and watch the people go by, that's okay too.
Well, that sounds great. It's a kind of just a full service place for people to hang out and be. What are the qualifications to use the senior center? Just 60 and over?
Yep, 60 and over. And we have what's called a participation registration form. Just asks you your basic information, and then, some questions about your abilities and your, the needs that you might have with your daily care. That helps us to better kind of understand where you're at and maybe some other supportive services we could kind of approach you with or support you with. And once you fill out that participation registration form, you are ready to go to get any of our meals or our rides. Our meals are a $5 donation, and then our rides are $1 per leg. So from one spot to the next spot, that's $1. And then from there on, it's another $1. And they're just suggested donations. Nobody's keeping track. Nobody's sending you a bill. And we want people to use our services, whether you can afford it or not.
Yeah. If you need to get to the doctor, you need to get to the
doctor.
That's
right. Nobody's going to looking for money from you or nothing like that. It's just purely donation.
And do what you can if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's really cool. So we're talking a little bit about extra services open for coffee and visiting. Do you have any groups of people down there right now that are interested in like puzzles or playing cards or just kind of that sort of thing?
I have a puzzle that sits out on the table, and I have some regular folks that'll, before lunch and after lunch, they'll go over and play on the puzzle till other folks are done with their meals. And then after our meals, we kind of take off in the van and we go for a ride out the road or through the yard. I just, just for a ride, and they'd love going out and seeing what's going on downtown. Today we went through and we saw the tons of people And it was nice. It's a good conversation, and I really enjoy it. Coming up at the end of the month, we will be doing a picnic in the park. So the last Wednesday of the month, we have established ourselves out at Shoemaker. Parks and Rec has been so gracious to give us the park to use for free for the day. So thank you to Parks and Rec for supporting us with that. And yeah, we'd love to have folks come out. We'll have the van, that, you know, people that can't get themselves out there, the van can bring you out, and we'll be out there for about 2 hours and then head back in. So yeah, whether rain or shine, it doesn't matter. We will be there.
That's why they have a shelter.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a little fire and we'll do s'mores and, you know, that kind of stuff
have
after
a nice
we
picnic
eat.
In the park and a ride. I like going for rides. I'm not thrilled about driving. A lot of people love to drive. I don't. This sounds fantastic. Let someone else do the driving.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we'll get on the van and I'll go, "Where are we going today?" And I'll hear Pat's Lake or Nemo, you know, and depending on how much time we have, we try to make it happen.
Oh,
so
that sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So how can, you know, if someone out there is listening and they're thinking they'd like to help the senior center, are there some ways people can help you, like through a donation or any other way?
Yeah. So money donation is always kind of the best bet for us. When you make donations, if you want to stop by and drop it off at the center, you can. If you write a check, as long as you write it to Wrangell Senior Center, then you know that it will stay within our community, with our center. I've had a few people ask me that, like, where does it go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you make donations to Wrangell Senior Center, it stays with Wrangell Senior Center. We are always welcome for fish donations. Even produce, apples, oranges, lettuce, that kind of stuff we make salads with, that's always welcome. We have volunteer packets, so if anybody feels like they want to volunteer even an hour out of your day, we're more than welcome to do that. But if you do want to work in the kitchen, we ask that you do have your food handler's card. Okay. But there are lots of other things that you can do besides in the kitchen that is helpful. So
someone might want to come and bring a guitar and sing and play.
I love it.
Something like that.
Yes,
or
I would welcome that.
Or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, have a little sing-along or something. So all they would need to do is call you up and ask when would be a good time, and you would set all that up.
Yeah, yeah. I am always welcome to suggestions and volunteers. I love it.
These are, I think, just there's just so many ways you can help out if you just kind of get creative about thinking about it. And I'm going to guess, I don't know if for a fact, but I'm going to guess, you know, the senior center is not sitting fat and sassy in terms of a budget, right? So any monetary donations would go a long way toward helping feed our seniors and get them, maintaining the van and fueling it and taking care of all of those costs. It must be, you know, kind of expensive if you look at it at a whole year expense of feeding people and driving them around.
It is. It is. We've been pretty lucky being a nonprofit organization. The government's been pretty good to us so far. We do recognize that there is some change in our, you know, what we have going on out there. But as long as I'm around, the doors are open and I'm trying my hardest to keep people serviced. And, you know, our community, out of a lot of our centers, Wrangell is one of the higher donating communities. So I'm really thankful for that. Recently, the Elks just gave us a large donation. So we were able to put the money back into the community, buy a bunch of stuff down at Ace Hardware that helps our center.
Nice. Yeah.
We had a donation for art supplies. So I'm hoping to get some arts and crafts stuff going. And yeah, it was, and again, thanks to the Elks as well and other people that do donate, it does matter and it makes a difference and it keeps our doors open.
Yeah, and Wrangell has that heart, you know, we have that volunteer spirit, and I think it's good just to, you know, have you come on and people like you with different, who run different things around town, to come on and remind people that it takes some volunteering, a little bit of donation, a little bit of all of us to help make these things be as successful as they are. So think about it and think about a way that you might be able to help. If somebody knows how to crochet or knit or, you know, share your skill. Maybe you know something that's just kind of fun. Someone else might want to have fun with you and It's kind of more fun to do those things together anyway.
Yeah, we have tons of space. Yeah, my door is always open. I can put you on the schedule. Anything you want to do as far as, you know, even cards, cribbage, you know, coming in and just chit-chatting with the seniors, it really does make their day. So they look forward to it. And they're, you know, many of our elders as we get older are very much into a routine. Mm-hmm. So to routinely see that person, they look start to look forward to seeing you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And it, you know, it just puts a smile on my face that people do look forward to seeing you and they rely on you and, you know, gives you a purpose.
Yeah. And if you, I mean, you might be over 60 and able to share something. You might be under 60, but you'll probably be over 60 someday. And you'll be the person who appreciates all of this.
That, what goes around comes around.
That's right. And in a community like Wrangell, we have a pretty large percentage of our population is in the older category.
Almost a quarter of, I want to say probably tipping over the edge of a quarter of our community is 60 and over.
Yeah.
That's pretty large.
It is. Yeah. It's really large. So that means you have a really important job and a valued job in our community. And so we all thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I would encourage anyone out there who is inspired in any way to go share a skill, to share some food, to make a donation, just call Sylvie and ask how you can help.
Absolutely.
All right. Is there anything else you can think of that you want to talk to people about?
I just want to say thank you to the community for having some patience with us as we had a few hiccups the beginning through the year. We are just a two-man band, and when one person's sick, it does make it a little bit harder for us to continue to support services, but our goal is to try to be open to you, you know, our 4 days out of the week. Life happens and we do our best. Mm-hmm. I try to announce it as soon as I can with the radio.
Yeah.
I put it on our answering machine. So if you are not sure what we have going on at the center, you can call us, listen to the answering machine, call the radio, ask them if we're okay. You know, it's okay to check in on us too. We're just trying our best.
Well, that's, I think, really good to know that you are running that operation with just two people.
Yep.
And so asking for a little bit of forgiveness when things just don't go your way. If you're sick or you have a sick kid or something, it can just really change the whole day.
That's right.
So, and that's just how life is.
Mm-hmm. And being summer, we have our vacation time planned. So when one person's gone, we do try to stay open. I will be leaving in July I'm going to get LASIK eye surgery done. So I'm kind of excited, but there will be some days where there'll be every other day. So we'll have lunch one day, no van rides available. And then the next day will be van rides only with shelf stable meals. So we'll have a menu out. Look for the menu. I've been trying my best to make sure that I'm keeping up on Facebook as well. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure, ask and I'll try to provide you the answer.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Sylvie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Cindy.
And having a conversation with the public about the Senior Center.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And it is coming up on 10 minutes before 2 o'clock. You're listening to KSTK Wrangell.